about.
It is official, ladies and gentlemen. It is official. This is beautiful. This is just beautiful. About damn time. About damn time. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Lord. Oh, this is beautiful.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy.
Four, five, six.
B.I.G.
I read Shailene Woodley likes to go to a private area, open her vagina, let the sun in, and that's how she gets her glow.
Sunshine on my
vagina
makes me happy.
And now,
ladies, for a dollar, name three white people. Go, three white people. You can do it.
Three famous? Or?
Yes, famous.
Three
white people. Go.
Matthew McConaughey.
Yes, two more.
One
more white people.
Ashton Kutcher.
Yes, one more.
And
one more white person.
Oh, cool.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Oh,
God!
Our feature presentation.
That's why that's the best game show on television.
When you put that much pressure on somebody, but that's a pretty broad category.
You would
it
think.
Is. Yeah. That's weird. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Thursday, the 23rd of February. What's up, you guys?
You know.
You know.
How's everybody?
Good. You?
Fine.
Excellent.
Fine.
All caught up.
Good chat.
Good talk. All right. See you guys tomorrow. Bye. Got a lot of show today. A lot of good stuff to get to. But I want to start with this story that Allie's going to poo-poo all over. Because she, you know, she's going to take a walk down Conspiracy Alley and allege that this story can't be true because it is a Facebook post by a comedian. Now, do we know Steve Hofstetter? Do we know that name?
I do. Yeah.
Do you know him as a person?
I actually do know him as a human being.
Okay. Is he legit?
He's legit and gets heckled a lot. So he does a lot of heckle videos.
Okay. Well, this is a story that came out of his Facebook page on Tuesday. He was taking a flight from Los Angeles to Tokyo, and he was at LAX, and I'm trying to paraphrase, it's a very long story, but he was at LAX, and he saw a woman walking through the airport, FaceTiming with someone on her phone with a dog. She had the dog trailing behind her,
mm-hmm.
and the dog stopped and pooped right there in the airport on the floor.
Yeah, when the dog's got to go, what are you going to do?
So he and others tried to alert the woman that, hey, you're not paying attention to your dog. Your dog just pooped on the floor. And the woman walked away from it.
Oh, dear.
Another passenger said, hey, shouldn't you clean that up? And she said, oh, they have people for that. And she walked away.
Oh, wow.
All right. So airport, dog, ignoring dog, FaceTiming while she's walking through the airport, won't clean up. They have people for that. And by the way, she says to him,
murder.
That's not out of the realm of possibility here. And she even says to the person that she's FaceTiming after someone she thought interrupted her to alert her to the fact that her dog had pooped and said, some people are just so damned rude, she said. All right. So Steve goes on to his gate, and it turns out that this lady is also on the flight to Tokyo. He's going to be on a plane with this woman. So he's sitting there and he's looking at her, and she now is not FaceTiming anymore, but she is holding her phone up and listening to loud music without headphones.
Come on.
Murder.
This woman's not real.
Wow.
She's like every bad woman made into one woman.
It does sound like she's trying to be the worst airline passenger in the world.
Yes.
So he decides, and he put this up on Facebook and told this whole story and asked if he went too far, because here's what he did. He went and took
murder.
No, he did not kill her, Kevin.
Oh, okay.
He went and took a seat right next to her, asked if she was going to London, but she confirmed his suspicions that she was going to Tokyo. And then he said, oh, no, you'd better hurry. That flight got moved to gate 53C. This is the flight to London.
That's awesome.
I figured I could give her a little moment of panic as payback for how terribly she was treating everyone. I didn't predict what would happen next. She grabbed her bags and her dog in a huff and stormed out of the gate without even checking. She was so self-involved, she didn't notice that the monitor at our gate still said Tokyo, and almost everyone at the gate was Japanese. Based on her actions, she believed me that the flight had been moved, and she's also an a-hole for not thanking me for telling her. He also admits that he felt guilty knowing that there was no gate 53C. And that the woman was likely to berate the poor employee that had to break the news to her. He wasn't certain.
That's not on him, though.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
He wasn't certain if the woman and her barking poopy dog ever made it back before the plane departed, but he said he did not see her board and did not hear her dog for the rest of the journey.
USA! USA! USA!
Right? Her USA! Missing her flight was not my original intention, but it would be a fine punishment for her being so rude to everyone and making a low-paid stranger clean dog feces off the floor. What makes me wonder if I went too far is the knowledge that Delta only has one flight to Tokyo each day. Whoops. Now, this article from Mashable does say that there are some people who are skeptical of the story, but Hopstetler has shared some tweets which showed that he and Anne a photo of his boarding pass of his flight from L.A. to Tokyo. Is it possible he made the whole thing up? I mean, they didn't interview other people who were at the airport. Allie, you say you know the dude.
Yeah.
Seems like something he would do.
He's a super big dog person, too. He loves dogs,
right.
Fosters dogs.
Right.
No. Mm-hmm. This is real.
You don't think so?
This is real.
Oh,
so because
real?
You know him, you're not going down conspiracy alley.
Absolutely
on this
one. Absolutely not. No.
Awesome.
And people are awful. Of
people
course
are awful.
This happened.
But he's awesome because not only did he save himself all that hassle,
the whole
plane should have thanked him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I have any problem at all with his his sweet, sweet revenge on this bad, bad lady. Do you?
Nope. That's pretty sweet.
All right, so that's a nice way to start the day then.
Yes, sir. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
What the f*** are you trying to say?
On Thursdays, we talk sports with Jim Rome.
What the f*** are you trying to say?
On Thursdays, we talk sports with Jim Rome.
All right, fair enough.
Is what I was trying to say. Lakers, new rules in baseball to try and make it the least bit interesting or watchable.
How dare you? It's already great. It's just a right. question of what degree we can make it greater.
Sure. Thursdays also mean Dr. Drew on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're going to talk to Oscar De La Hoya, talking about Canelo Chavez Jr. fight. We are talking about Alex Jones is now a presidential advisor, so that's good news.
Yeah, that's
what everybody needs, right?
That's a thing. Well, he's got a lot of good ideas, Alex.
Sure.
Does.
We're going to take some calls that have nothing to do with any of us, personally.
Okay.
But we're just going to open up the phones and see if somebody put something online about you that you didn't necessarily want online.
What? Like, give me an example.
Well, like a guy starts taking off his clothes.
And just showing like a nipple?
He's just trying to be funny.
I don't know that we have to get
He's just trying to be funny, and he thinks it's just an inside joke.
I don't think we need to.
But then let's say that somebody else saw that and took a photo of it and put it up on social media.
Of the nipple.
Yes.
No.
I don't think we need to drag everybody else in that drama. Come on.
I'm sorry, what?
Fight the power. The struggle is real.
Thank you, sir.
And highlights of a show that you're not going to believe called Mama June. You might remember her from Honey Boo Boo Show.
Mm-hmm.
Mama June from not to hot.
No.
No.
Hard pass.
From not to not is the
from
name of what that show should
notter.
Be called.
From not to hot is a show.
It's from not to not even is if it's anything.
My God, wait till you hear it. That's coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. What are you doing?
A little late, Chip.
A little late.
I liked it.
Thank you. Thought you would.
It's 5:53.
Hey, Saturday, guys. K-Rock Storms.
Saturday.
That's correct. K-Rock Storms Bear Mountain. A free K-Rock concert on the deck with our friend Andrew McMahon and his Wilderness. All of them will be there.
New album's good, by the way. Pick it up.
Mm-hmm. I love him so much.
Yeah.
K-Flay performing there. DJ Jeremiah Red. It's going to be outstanding. Give you a chance to win a 4-pack of Lyft tickets for that event for this Saturday coming up next hour on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. First, Ralph Serb with the Showbiz Beat on a Thursday. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Hey, Nick Cannon.
He's a mess, right?
He's super talented, and NBC's sure going to miss him.
Why is he walking around lately with turbans on his head? What's that about?
Because he is a genie.
All right.
He is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you know? That's where Mariah Carey got him. She rubbed a lamp. And he came out, what? I'll give you 3 wishes. And one of her wishes was apparently for him to be talentless.
Wow. That worked.
He's got another baby. His girlfriend, Brittany Bell, gave birth to a...
Such good news.
A son last Tuesday. And now we're just now getting word on the name.
Okay.
The name of his son. You know, he already has 5-year-old twins with his ex-wife, Mariah Carey. Moroccan and Moreau.
Oh, right. I forgot about Moroccan.
Moroccan and Moreau.
Wow. That's just...
Well, the new boy's name, Golden Sagan Cannon.
Sagan?
Golden Sagan Cannon.
Come on.
So it's not Sagan.
S-A-G-O-N.
Okay, so, yeah, okay.
Is it Sagan? How do you spell wagon?
It's a little Sagan.
How do you spell wagon?
It must be Sagan. I'm just saying it's not a name you want.
Or it's Sagan.
Sure. Could be. Who knows?
Who knows? Sagoon?
Golden.
Sagoon?
Sahol?
Sagan?
I don't mind Golden, by the way.
You don't?
I don't.
Golden for a girl. I have a friend named Golden, but...
Golden for anybody.
They
it's not
it
a name. It's an adjective.
It's a little unconventional, but it's cute. I think it's acceptable. I don't get Sagan, though. I don't get that at all.
Golden. Really?
I'm thinking
you're okay with that.
I'm okay with Golden. Not for,
I am too.
I so love it for
so
a boy.
When you're a 25-year-old man and they say, no. Well, Golden, could you come into the budget meeting, please?
No.
He'll just go by Gold then.
No.
Gold? Right. What's the best case scenario for him?
G. What up, G?
Gal.
G Sagan.
G Sagan!
That's my favorite BMW. The G Sagan. Yes.
Look, a lot of names sound weird at first. Right. And then they become.
But you have to think
about
to childhood cruelty. And to me, Golden is really. There's a lot of opportunity.
And what's he going to do when he's in the showers?
Right?
At school.
That's my point.
Right?
Right.
Then you got Golden showers.
And Sagan.
And he's Sagan in the Golden showers?
Yeah.
It's all not bad. Good. This is how you know Bean's not a parent. Name your kid feces. It'll grow on people.
I wasn't suggesting
that. Yeah, you are. You're like any bad name. Eventually, people come around and it becomes normal.
I'm just saying
don't start off bad.
I'm saying Golden is not that far out of the mainstream. I think Golden is something that is pretty palatable to most people. It's unusual, but it's not absurd. It's not crazy. Allie even knows a kid named Golden, for God's sake.
She goes by Goldie.
Goldie.
Super cute.
What I'm saying
is...
It is not.
What I'm saying is, look, I'm no fan of Nick Cannon, but it's not like he just took a bunch of letters and threw them in the air, and however they landed, he named his kid that. He came up with a word that people know.
He saved that for the middle name.
Yeah.
Right.
He buried the Sagan. After you got Moroccan, I guess everything else is just catch as catch can. Speaking of family, I thought this was interesting. You may have read yesterday in the news. Not you, Kevin, because you're a kid.
Right.
You don't watch the news.
Correct.
But Donald Trump's administration has rolled back protections for transgender public school students. His predecessor, President Obama, had allowed transgender kids in public schools to be able to use the restroom that best fit their identity, their sexual identity. And now that those rules have been rolled back, so they'll no longer have that protection. Interesting reaction from Jackie Ivanko. Does that name sound familiar?
Sure. No.
She was one of the few celebrities who was invited and attended Donald Trump's inauguration, Kevin. She was an America's Got Talent star, Jackie Ivanko. She was she's a big singer.
I think she sang the national anthem in his inauguration, if I remember.
She did. And interestingly enough, being one of the few celebrities who were able to... appear and had accepted the invitation to the inauguration. She has an 18-year-old transgender sister.
Huh.
And so now she is reaching out to Donald Trump, asking him if he's willing to sit down with her and her sister and discuss this legislation regarding transgender students being able to use their identity corresponding bathrooms. So we'll wait and see what his reaction is. But I thought that was interesting. And proof that eventually Donald Trump will piss off everybody.
Yeah.
Ralph, my understanding is that...
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Since President Obama put that... Was it an executive order? Is that what he did? Is that how he did it when he made that change?
I don't know the nature of the legislation.
Doesn't matter. Let's move on.
I don't know.
My understanding is there has not been a single problem in any school, in any state, in the country... since that ban went into effect as a result of something bad happening from a kid using the bathroom of his or her choice.
To the best of my knowledge, that is true. There have been no incidents.
So are we trying to correct a problem that doesn't exist by rolling that back?
Apparently, yes.
Hmm.
Look, somebody's uncomfortable with it. And we can't have that. Right, snowflakes?
Apparently.
Unbelievable.
Just seems like for the kids, you know, if you're thinking about the kids, seems like the kids.
You're adorable. Thinking anybody's thinking about the kids.
Okay.
Yeah, this has zero to do with kids.
No. This has to do with Steve Bannon's sphincter.
People thinking
Ooh.
Something's icky.
That's Ew.
It's a good band.
Ooh, they're different. Ah, bleh. Golden Saigon. Today's celebrity birthdays. Damon John. Damon John from Shark Tank. He is great on that show.
He sure is.
I love me some Shark Tank. Kevin, you up? You down with the Shark Tank?
I don't really watch the Shark Tank. I don't have time for that.
It's good. It's a great Friday night, though.
It's what?
Great Friday night. Shark Tank into a little Dateline.
All right, now you're depressing me.
Okay.
Never mind what I said about Shark Tank. Anyway, 48 years old today. God. Niecy Nash, right? We love her. She's
Very
47
much.
Years old today. Aziz Ansari is 34 today, as is Emily Blunt. Dakota Fanning celebrates her 23rd birthday. And Josh Gad. How much do we love Josh
Yay,
Gad?
Not Josh Gad so
all
much
all
the time.
For love Josh Gad.
Love,
Death
love.
To Josh Gad.
He is
love.
Enormously talented and kind and lovely.
Funny.
And
charming.
Charming, funny.
I hope it's his last birthday.
Kind to animals.
Inexplicable.
Bean has inexplicable cartoon hate for him. And do not listen to the bad man.
Right.
That's
Even
what we're
after he came on and
yes.
he said, well, he was wonderful.
Was
yes. The next day, boom.
Yeah, I still hate him.
So weird.
Strange man, that doctor. He is 36 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I didn't think we would ever hear the words, here comes Honey Boo Boo again. But that family is back in the news. There's a new series debuting this Friday night on WeTV. It's a 7-part series called Mama June From Not to Hot. Now, Mama June,
352 pounds,
is ugly on the inside already, right?
Yeah, she's, yes.
So,
yes. She's
no matter what
horrible.
They do to her on the outside,
right.
She's still a terrible person.
Yes, correct.
I mean, if you count dating a man that had molested your child and was in jail for 10 years,
maybe
that, horrible. That is her.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a guy you could dodge. I feel like there's a lot of other options out there. But
I
maybe,
think so.
Maybe not if you're Mama June. I don't know.
And is Mama June too far from hot for this show? No matter what she does.
She was never hot adjacent,
right.
is what you're saying.
She was not.
No.
I don't really, really not.
And I don't like to be unkind about women's looks, Kevin.
But
I will
right,
tell you
right.
that I do not think it is possible, no matter with everything that science knows, I don't think it's possible to turn Mama June into somebody who is a good-looking woman.
Well, here's some highlights from the upcoming season, just so you will know if you want to watch the show.
Okay. Right?
This is Mama June, and she's introducing herself and her family again.
Y'all know me and my family from the pop culture phenomenon. Here comes Honey Boo Boo.
Do the Honey Boo Boo Bop. Honey,
11 years of drama where Delana's dad was getting way too much. So I gave him one last chance and dragged Sugarbird's ass to marriage boot camp. While we was there, the truth came out.
You know how you was saying, I have cheated? I have.
Had an affair.
When I got home, first I kicked Sugarbird's ass to the curb. I used the last of my savings and bought me, Pumpkin, and Delana a brand new home in my hometown. Goodbye, old life.
All right, so she's got a new
house
and a
over.
New start.
Okay.
By the way, somebody had an affair with Sugar Bear?
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
If it's possible, he's worse than her.
No, really?
I mean, pretty much, yeah. So one day she's in this new home and she's cleaning up, and Sugar Bear, who she has now, she's split from.
Sure.
She kicked him to the curb.
Yeah, right. Brings home Honey Boo Boo from school
mm-hmm.
and has an announcement.
It all started when Sugar Bear brought Alana home from school one day.
Guess who?
Now, I just want you all to play the guessing game of what is Honey Boo Boo saying, because I've listened to this 10 times,
uh-huh.
and I'm not sure that I get it.
Guess okay. who gets to wear a fancy dress and some heels. And some
hair
and some flowers.
For what?
I'm so sad that I know.
It's something to do with getting dressed up and wearing
yeah, guess who
flowers
wears,
in your hair?
Gets to wear a fancy dress.
Fancy dress.
Wear some heels and
heels
some
I didn't
flowers.
Get. I didn't get dressed heels. I did
so
get flowers.
This is Boo Boo's, Honey Boo Boo's way of saying she's going to a wedding.
Yes.
Don't tell me you're doing pageants, yeah.
Don't tell me you're doing pageants again.
All right.
Because remember, she was one of those little pageant
Is
girl,
that how
kids.
This all started?
Yes, she was a pageant kid.
That's right.
Yep.
Well, I figured it's probably best I tell y'all.
Okay, here it comes. He's going to ask me to get back together.
He's going to ask me to get back together.
Oh,
you better figure
no.
out the pulse. She's got crazy confidence. I mean, come on.
Well, actually, I'm getting married.
So you decided that you want to tell Alana about it and not ask me? I mean, granted, we're not together, we do have a child together.
I was telling you, too. That's the reason I come in tonight.
It isn't like I won't show her back or anything, but I'm not ready to see him with anybody else either.
All right.
Oh,
so
dear.
I don't
That's
want
reasonable.
Him, but I don't want him to have mm-hmm. anyone else.
By the way, how convenient that he made this announcement on camera.
Isn't that
yeah.
great?
Weird timing.
And then she breaks this out.
For me to be pissed off, I have every right to be.
I don't even know this woman, but I guarantee she's no me.
Right, I think that's the point.
Well, that's what Sugar Bear's hoping for.
I'm pretty sure that's the point. So they show her stepping on a scale, and it's 352 pounds.
Ouch.
And then she announces her intentions.
After the wedding bomb, I decided to get back at Sugar Bear by going on a revenge diet and an exercise program. It's a kick in my ass that I needed to get a new start, and maybe a new man, too.
All right. So it's on. She's going to lose some weight, exercise mm-hmm. program, and eat better.
Well, there's nothing better than doing it for the right reasons.
So the first thing she does is goes to her closet and pulls out a VCR player and an old VCR tape of Buns of Steel, which, if I'm not mistaken, was a workout video
yes!
from 1980. Maybe.
Now, I really don't know when the last time I worked out, but clearly it's been a long time. Probably has to be the 90s. That's why I still got a VCR and a Buns of Steel.
All right. So she puts it in and she starts doing this exercise very poorly.
Wow.
In the meantime, she's got a friend that comes over to fix things. His name is Jess, and he weighs easily 350 pounds as well. And so Honey Boo Boo is seeing her do the exercise, wants to know what's going on, and Jess throws in his two cents as well.
What is Buns of Steel? It's a movie, like a workout video. We're fixing to work out, y'all. Y'all gotta come on.
I can see your ass starting to drop size already.
This is some good movie right here. This is that Buns of Steel all day, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know
all
what you're
day.
Saying.
All day, you know what I'm saying?
How's Honey Boo Boo look, by the way?
Because
she was
the same.
She was dangerously overweight for her age.
Yeah, she's more that way.
Okay, that's sad.
She's a little bit older, maybe 3 years older, and you know, an extra 75 pounds.
Oh, that's too bad.
Just for kicks. Here's the teaser.
This season on Mama June from Not Too Hot.
Okay, June, you're all prepped up for your weight loss surgery. Dr. Faze will be here any minute.
All right, so she's ready to do the weight loss surgery. She gave all up right. on exercising
okay.
pretty quickly.
After the weight loss surgery, I'm going to look completely different. I'm scared, too.
She's on the table, ready for the surgery.
But I know that, like, y'all are worried about me not coming back.
I kind of have something to tell you, but I really don't want to.
This is Honey Boo Boo.
I'm hungry.
Yes!
Never change, Honey
yes!
Boo Boo.
Yes!
Wow.
You look amazing.
There ain't no way in hell that's you, Mama.
She look like Marilyn
Monroe! All right, now, I'm just going to play that part one more time. This is the very last clip, but they
okay.
do the reveal,
mm-hmm.
uh-huh.
which we don't see.
Probably okay. won't till the end of episode 7, I imagine.
What are the chances that all of this is true? Wow.
You look amazing. There ain't no way in hell that's you, Mama.
She looks like Marilyn Monroe!
Mama, that she looks like Marilyn Monroe? Not. Probably not.
I do remember, wasn't there, what was that show, The Swan, that we talked about
yes.
a few years ago, where they did a similar type of thing where they completely reinvented
the woman's surgery, everything.
The whole deal,
yeah.
And I do remember that some of the changes were drastic.
Mm. Yeah.
But again, you look at where Mama June is starting, and I don't know what's possible there.
Is she too not to reach hot?
I feel like the best she could do is come out looking like George Washington.
What?
Mama June from Not Too Hot.
I'm going from Not Too
to
Hot.
To George Washington.
106.7.
Yep.
K-Rock.
Said
K-R-O-Q.
That. Just said that.
L.A. and O.C.'s rock alternative. And it's L.A. and O.C.'s alternative rock. What can I say?
Well, you can try saying it the right way the first time, but thank you very much, Rodney.
I'm so fascinated with this story. I have so many questions about Master Wei Yao Bin. He is the Iron Crotch Kung Fu Master. Yeah.
Iron Crotch.
You heard me correct. The Iron Crotch Kung Fu Master. And he's the news right now. He lives in central China in the city of Luoyang. And apparently he has figured out a way to not only absorb blows to the crotch and not have it hurt, but teaching others how to do it. People, this video, and I think we have a clip we're going to play here in a second. This video of the Iron Crotch Kung Fu Master has people like whacking him with baseball bats right in the testicles.
Oh my.
Yeah, throwing battering rams and kicks and bricks.
Yes.
All to the crotch.
No.
To the crotch.
Yes.
How does he, I mean, is this, the only thing I can think is this mind over matter? Is somehow he has been able to disassociate whatever would cause us pain because his mind is so powerful that he figures out a way to make his body not feel anything?
I have no idea, but the video shows him over and over, just quick edit after quick edit of him getting hit in the nads.
Let me hear some of that. Could we please?
这打拳我是从小学都学，两七岁都开始学着这打拳。因这个，
tell me how much you want to hear.
That's not even to the balls yet.
All right, that may not be useful. That may not be.
Oh, you're missing. You just missed it right there.
Oh, did I? Did they hit him?
You just missed the nut hits. Here we go. Just one right after another.
People lining up?
Yes.
People lining up to hit this dude in the gonads.
Oof.
So like I said, we have many questions. We asked Dave if there's any way we could get the Iron Crotch Kung Fu Master on the phone, and I believe he joins us right now. Hello there. Is this Master Wei Yaobin?
Yes, this is Wei Yaobin.
Oh, you speak English well. That's good.
Thank you, sir.
It was crazy to hear myself on the radio.
Right?
I was not used to hearing my voice like that.
Uh-huh. Well, we appreciate very much you joining us and taking time out of your job there to speak with us.
Take time out of my job. Okay. It's not job, okay? It is calling. It
calling.
Is, my right wrong calling to teach Iron Crotch Kung Fu.
Uh-huh. Okay, so it's a special type of kung fu that is based around getting hit in the crotch and being fine?
Yes.
That's a terrible idea.
I can teach students how to absorb blows to the testicles and the penis region.
Okay.
Why would people need this?
Because it is very important for male sexual health.
Oh, I see. Oh.
Wait a minute. You're saying there's a benefit, a side effect of what you teach to sexual health?
Yes. Iron Crotch Kung Fu cures erectile dysfunction, premature ejaculation, and many other sexual issues for men.
Really?
Has that been medically verified, Master?
Yes, it has been.
Huh.
By Master Wei Yaobin.
But that's you.
That's you.
Yes, that is me.
Okay. Has anyone else?
Where you been? Okay. Where I been?
Right. Has anyone else verified it?
Many practitioners of Iron Crotch Kung Fu report amazing benefits to their sexual region.
Okay.
I am very surprised by that.
Oh, you're doing it now?
Yes, I am currently doing it as we speak.
Oh, wow.
Teaching class in Iron Crotch.
Now, what's happening? Someone kicking you?
Yes.
Okay.
Right in the balls.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Now, see.
That's, oh, boy.
Right.
Now, you felt that one.
Now they will use a baseball bat.
Oh, well.
Alrighty. Okay.
Oh, it sounds like your voice.
Now they'll use a log on a rope.
No, don't
swing it into my.
Look, don't.
Okay. That one stung. I got to admit, that one stung a little bit.
The log?
Now take a 50-pound weight.
Well, don't.
Alrighty. Okay. This is not what I expected this morning. I thought it would go differently. I really did. I
didn't
even ready that time. I wasn't ready. I have to prepare myself. Come on, I'm lying now. You're really. I need to go lay down.
Okay, why don't you do that?
Okay, bye bye.
Goodbye. 106.7 K Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 6:54.
The legendary Oscar De La Hoya on the program in the 8 o'clock hour this morning here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. We'll catch up with Jim Rome on sports.
Yeah, you will.
And Dr. Drew Pinsky is going to be joining us as well because it's Thursday. First, though, Rob's here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Well, we need to get a lawyer on the phone.
Need to get a lawyer on the phone.
Need to get maybe Steven Sachs or one of our legal listeners.
Okay.
And further investigate this because I would be fascinated to know how this all shakes down because this is a real issue in the world of social media. And I was wondering whether this woman has a case or not, or what's going to happen. Her name is Kayla Kraft. By the way, if she ever wants to get into porn, she's just a slam dunk. That is awesome. All K's. Kayla Kraft.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And she's lovely. She is a pretty young brunette who posted a photo of herself drinking a Natural Light on Facebook for all the world to see.
Okay.
So then Anheuser-Busch comes along and they take that picture off of Facebook and they put it in their Every Natty Has a Story advertising campaign. By the way, Every Natty does have a story, and that story usually starts with, I don't have very much money.
Forgive me, Ralph. I'm sorry. I'm unfamiliar with the campaign. And what is a natty?
Natty Light, natural light beer.
Gotcha.
What she said.
Gotcha.
She isn't pleased to find herself on posters in liquor stores and on coasters in bars.
That's on weird.
Dorm room posters around the country. And it's a very cute picture of her. She's drinking a Natty Light, and she's got like a fake mustache on. It's a cute picture, obviously taken at a party. And they just took it, and they ran with it, and they put it in this campaign.
Well,
now,
whatever they
she
do,
claims, she
whatever
claims,
they do is all right with me, I've been told. She claims
that it's her photo.
Right.
She is she's the ownership of it, and she is suing the company for, I'm guessing, at least part of whatever proceeds come off of this advertising campaign.
Hmm.
But I don't know how it works. Can you just go online and just pick somebody's Facebook picture off their profile if it's out there in the open and use it for your own financial well-being?
I would say no.
That would be the instinct.
Yeah, but I think all that fine print.
What fine print is that?
On Facebook, whenever they
sign up for Facebook,
they update their terms of services, it changes every single time. And unless you really read it, I don't know.
So it might be completely legal to do that.
You may be given away the rights to your photos if you post them on Facebook. Now they become in the public domain.
Yes.
Now, she claims she registered the photo with the U.S. Copyright Office.
No.
Who does that?
I bet she did that after they had already taken it, though.
Yeah, no one does that I know of.
Right. Oh, you know that funny picture of me when I was drunk at the party with the fake mustache? I'm so going to register that with the U.S. Copyright Office tomorrow, right after English lit. So we'll wait and see how this shakes down. But, you know, this is a real issue because corporate America just going through our social media, stealing our pictures. I don't know if I caught into that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
I mean, they could, you could put up a photo of you on the beach in Hawaii and the same thing could happen to you. They could make you the face of their advertising campaign. You get nothing for it.
They could put up a picture of somebody with their nipple out. Saying, oh, every nipple has a story.
Right?
And then next thing you know, you're in all the posters and all the nipple piercing parlors across America. You don't want Big Nipple to come in there and steal your pictures.
Right?
You sure don't.
Right?
You don't want your nipple photos to ever end up online.
You don't want that.
That's what I've learned.
That's what I'm saying. So maybe we can talk to somebody who knows something. Other than just guessing here during the Showbiz Beat, but that's what we
Why
do,
change
right?
things up?
Exactly. Why get facts?
Dave was wondering if Anheuser-Busch approached Facebook and maybe made a deal, because maybe does Facebook
Let's
own the
photo?
Let's
keep guessing about things we have no idea about.
That's what we're good at.
I was wondering, maybe Anheuser-Busch has already purchased one of those exoplanets around that red dwarf star.
Maybe this is all done beforehand, and now we're talking about it.
Here's conspiracy alley, advertisers.
There it is.
Well done.
So this is a faux lawsuit?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Totally fake. They set this up a long time ago.
Oh, my God. You must be exhausted just being you all the time.
So I brought that up. Good Lord.
It doesn't sound like a joke. It sounds like it's something you would believe. Very believable from Conspiracy Alley. See? And congratulations. Paula Abdul's got a new job.
Okay.
She's going to be appearing on a TV series.
She's not acting, is she?
Yes, she is, Kevin. She's acting. She will play the role of Paula Abdul in a TV series.
I'm tired of people not treating me like the gift that I am. It's hurtful, and it stinks. And it takes everything out of me to smile and be jovial when I'm being screwed.
Oh, I can't wait for her to bring that energy to NBC.
Right.
The series is about a mixed-race girl living in Philadelphia who has to cope with real-life issues like race and gender while also trying to become a Laker girl like her idol, Paula Abdul. And Paula Abdul will play herself as the role of Paula Abdul. Huh. That's Paula Abdul.
Philadelphia, period.
Hey, come on!
My whole life, I'll be saying it till the day I die.
You don't know,
Philadelphia.
Man. You don't know. Well, it's become a very popular setting for television these days, with the Goldbergs being a success. I'm not sure about this particular project.
Right.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Dakota Fanning's 23 years old today. Emily Blunt is 34, as is Aziz Ansari. Niecy Nash is 47. Damon John from Shark Tank is 48 years old. And Josh Gad, we love him so much. Josh Gad celebrates his 36th birthday.
He should be put in the electric chair.
Oh, come on.
He's the best is what we're saying. Okay. That's what all of us are saying.
So say we all. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Every day this week from 9 a. to 9 p., we are giving away more chances on K-Rock for you to see AFI as they join us this Monday at the new HD Radio Sound Space here at K-Rock. Everyone who wins is also qualified for the grand prize drawing that we'll do tomorrow to see AFI in Glasgow, Scotland. Allie, if it's a single person who wins don't have anyone else to go,
I will carry your bags.
I feel like you would be the outstanding choice to join them in Glasgow, Scotland.
That is not code.
Anyway, you can get all the details on that at krock.com. By the way, this new HD radio sound space, we're very excited about. We're going to be webcasting this AFI show on Monday at krock.com, or you can stream it on KROQ HD 2 starting at 5 o'clock on Monday. If you don't know, HD radio offers great sound quality and no subscription fee. I am a huge, huge fan, and I am delighted to have them in the building as the sponsors of the new HD radio sound space.
All right, let's talk about pictures that got put up, perhaps of you, that you're not happy about. Things that got put on the internet that involve you that maybe you're not a big fan of.
Yeah, okay. Let's talk about that.
Because
Kevin has been champing at the bit to get this story on the air so that there is even more humiliation for me.
Well, okay, first of all, I didn't put it up.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I'm just living my life.
You've certainly enjoyed it, though, haven't you?
Yes, I have. And somebody else tweeted me and said, I'm sure you've seen this. And I hadn't. I didn't know where it was from or whatever.
It was a screenshot of a video.
Oh,
that
it was
on Instagram. So this guy, this listener, actively took the video, turned it into a screenshot.
Okay, now I don't know that.
Right.
So I'm only so strong. What am I supposed to do when I see that?
Well, what you're supposed to do, I guess, is tweet it out every hour on the hour.
You're a kid. Here's some candy. Walk away from it. I can't. There's nothing I can do except for to put it back up and say, hey, what's up with this?
The picture?
All right, here's the thing. We have been skirting the last couple of days around Nipplegate, but I guess it's time to finally come clean and finally talk about it. And I'm gonna want to hear from my fellow victims if you've had somebody put your personal and private information up online and you were sad about it. I want to hear from you. What happened? What did they reveal that they shouldn't have? Your friends, your family, your coworkers, they burned you online. We're gonna take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. So here's what happens. So I live in New Orleans, Louisiana, and this is carnival right now. So for 2 weeks, every day, multiple times a day, there are enormous parades going through town. There's 80 different parades over this two-week period, okay? And every once in a while, Donna and I will walk down a couple of blocks from our house to St. Charles Avenue, and we'll watch one of the parades go by. it's kind of fun to see the floats and to see the, you know, the music and the bands and the, and you know, you've been here, Kevin, for Mardi Gras.
Yes,
you know what
many
it's
times.
Like. It's kind of fun. So Donna and I go down there. And it's not 100% my thing, but I'm happy to go with her, and I'm standing there, and I'm enjoying it. And like they do, they throw things off of the floats. Some of them throw, you know, shoes. Some of them throw toys, stuffed animals. Beads are probably the most common that get thrown. And I'm trying to catch some beads for my wife because I think it's a nice souvenir of the parade that we visited, right?
Sure.
So at one point, some beads come toward me, and I grab them. Now, I don't even know that she's videoing this at the time. She's videoing this float that's going by. So I grab the bead, and I'm excited to be able to share it with her. And I turn around, and as a joke on – you hear about people flashing their boobs all the time in New Orleans to get beads, right?
Right.
That's a thing. Very much discouraged in the city, by the way, but there are still some – well, I'm saying it is. I mean
– no, I agree.
The locals never do that, but the tourists, that's part of the fun of it.
It's also
– flashing the boobs.
It's also almost never at the parades.
Right.
It's usually down Bourbon Street.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Exactly. So I think as a joke, I turn around and I've caught these beads for Donna. And I turn around and as a joke, I lift up my shirt for half a second. Because the joke is I'm pretending as if I'm, you know, showing some cleavage here to get the beads. Which
sure.
I'd already caught the beads. She's filming the thing.
Right.
And I have – and I thought it was funny and she laughed and that was my intention.
So what bastard stole her camera and then posted it?
Somehow, you know, then we go back home and it's, you know, it's 8 o'clock at this point. I'm in bed.
Sure.
And apparently she thought it would be funny to put it up on her Instagram. So she put the video up on her Instagram because she thought it was adorable and delightful.
As someone that saw it, it was. It was adorable and delightful, and you were having so much fun. I got joy from looking at it.
Well,
you have a very hairless nipple, which concerned me.
I will get to that.
But...
So I wake up the next day, and then all over my social media field are these people who are now tweeting me pictures of me with my shirt off, okay?
Right.
And look, you guys have met me. No one ever needs to see that much of my body, ever.
Agreed.
There's no way my shirt should ever be off in any kind of public situation.
That's why it was the greatest picture ever.
That's why it was a humiliating moment for me and one that I thought was just a private exchange between my wife and myself. It's the last thing in the world I would have wanted would it to be put up on the internet. Now, is it my fault because I didn't immediately say to her, whatever you do, don't post that? That's private. Or should I have assumed that she would at least ask, hey, is it okay to put your hairless nipple up online?
And why is it so hairless?
Look, I'm not a –
Here's the thing.
I'm not a hairy guy.
At all.
I have a luxurious full head of hair on the top of my head.
Right.
But I can't grow a beard. I can't grow a mustache.
Right, but there's not even a hint – hair. This is like a 4-year-old boy's nipple.
I don't think I have any hair on my chest. I don't think I have any.
Suddenly started growing hair at all. Zero. None. It's crazy how hairless it is.
So I went. That's not the point here, Kevin. That's not.
But it's crazy.
Kevin's got a magnifying glass.
Why is there no hair?
How can there be no hair?
So I wake up the next morning and it's all over my timeline. So after the show, I says to my wife, I says, seriously, why did you put that up? And she's like, I thought it was funny. I thought it was cute. And I'm like, I don't want that out there. And she's like, oh, I'm really sorry. I guess I should have asked. And I'm like, yeah. Aww. And I wasn't mad at her. I didn't yell at her or anything like that. I understand why she did it. Her intention was certainly not to embarrass me.
Did you pick up a knife?
She just – no, I didn't.
Okay.
She just thought it was funny, and that's why she
did. Did she say, how is there so little hair?
She had not seen my nipple previously, so she was surprised by it as well. So it was just – it was a misunderstanding where I guess she should have asked, and I guess I should have offered the information, which is I'd rather that not be shared publicly.
Look,
so it wasn't the biggest deal in the world, but I'm telling you, it's not a photo I'm proud of, and if there's one thing I know about the internet, it'll never go away.
No, that's there.
It's there now. Yeah. Kevin, how many times have you tweeted it out? Five?
Maybe 4 or 5. Yeah. But had you DM'd me and said, hey, by the way, I'm not happy about that, I would have taken it down.
He can't DM you. You don't follow him.
That's a great point, Allie.
Had you tweeted me or you can text me. We text all the time. He has my number.
Yeah. It's now the top post on hairlessnipple.com.
Okay. I don't know that we need that.
I mean.
How hairless can it be?
It's almost like so less hair that there's hair, but there's not hair.
That makes no sense.
I didn't follow that. Do you wish your nipple were this hairless, Allie? Is that what's happening
so
here?
So much? I think everyone does.
So look.
What if you're a 4-year-old boy?
But I'm saying had you let me know that you were upset about it, I wouldn't have done it.
But I can't let everybody know.
No,
I mean,
but
look,
you could let me know. And
lots of people are doing it now. Lots of people are enjoying that photo.
Do you have a hairless nipple? Call now. 1-800-520-106.
Actually, the
nope,
topic.
That is the phone number. But here's what we're looking for. Have you been where I'm at right now, which is somebody took a photo or some private information and put it up online against your wishes?
Oh,
and what was
man.
The fallout from that? And how did that feel? How did the bad people make you feel? That's what we're looking for right now. 1-800-520-1067. Has this happened to you? We'll take your calls next on K-Rock.
Okay.
We're taking your calls right now at 1-800-520-1067. If you, like me, have been victimized by somebody putting a photo of you up online that you didn't like, didn't want, didn't ask for, they didn't care. That's what happened.
Look, honestly, I have daughters, and I have had to make the rule. If one of you is in a picture and the other person wants to post it, you have to ask their permission.
Sure.
That's just the best way to go about handling all of this.
Mm-hmm. That's good policy.
Yes.
I need that in my house.
You do need that in your house, yes.
So when did that happen to you, Kevin and Bean listener? Why don't we start with Kyle? He's in North Hollywood on line 4, up first on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Kyle.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Love what you do.
Thank you. Do you love Bean's nipple?
Not my favorite, but I'll allow it.
Okay.
All right. So this happened to you as well, Kyle.
Yeah, mine's a little different because it wasn't, like, embarrassing for me. But I was trying to set up, like, a surprise, like, almost a prank on my friend. So the brief backstory is we have this weird in-joke where whenever he makes me uncomfortable, I, like, touch his face to make him uncomfortable.
Okay.
And I got tickets to a Weird Al meet-and-greet. And when I was going out there, we were joking, like, oh, like, I'll manage to touch his face, and he'll think that's totally normal because he's Weird Al.
No. What are you talking about? What's your thing with touching people's faces?
Don't you dare touch Weird Al, first of all.
Well,
I take that personally, Kyle.
How is that a thing with you? How do you start that, touching other people's faces?
I honestly cannot remember how it started. I just know it makes my friend uncomfortable, so it's something I keep doing.
Well, it makes me uncomfortable. Right. I'm not even involved.
Okay, so what happened?
You think like I do. Okay, so what happened?
Yeah, so I go to the meet and greet, and I actually managed to get this picture of me touching Weird Al's face.
Oh, no. And him punching you?
No, he was, like, super, like, strangely okay with it. I thought he was going to, like, just give me stink face and banish me from the concert. But I got the photo, and I was going to, like, surprise my friend and just, like, see his reaction in person and everything. But when I showed the photo to a different friend to brag about it, he spoiled the surprise by posting it to Facebook.
Ah, so he burned you by getting the joke out there before you could.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
It didn't embarrass you, but it just cut the legs out of your joke.
Exactly.
Hey, stop touching people's faces.
All right.
That's the takeaway here, I think.
How about that for a rule? Get
Thank
off
you
my
for the
phone.
Call. Appreciate that.
All right.
Let's go to Eagle Rock. This is going to be Tom, line 5, up next on the Kevin Beach. We're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Somebody posted a photo of you on the internet that you didn't want to, and it was bad. What happened? That's the story we want to hear. And Tom, you're up next.
Okay, guys. This has basically gone to legal action almost.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna
hold on a second, Tom. Hold, Tom. Bean, are you thinking of legal action?
No, I don't think a suit is necessary.
All right, good. All right, go ahead, Tom.
Okay, so these are old prom pictures I've had with former girlfriends. Mm-hmm. And one year, about 5 years ago, I decided to post them up. Within about a week, I got 14 instant messages saying, need to put them down now. Pull them down now. And I didn't know what the problem was. Till finally, one of them just said, I don't want anybody seeing what I look like back then in high school, and I don't want any of my ex-husband to find it.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that. When you got the first messages that they didn't want them up, did you take them down?
No, I just asked them why. They wouldn't reply. I said, what's the problem with it? It's just a prom picture. And then
I got to tell you, that's sort of dickish.
Is it, though? Yes, like, because, no, what is this woman hiding doesn't want her husband to see what she looked like?
Right, but here's the thing. Well. If she says take it down, go ahead and take it down and then ask.
She's in witness relocation.
Are these are these private photos that you guys took, or are these just your actual official like prom photos?
The official prom pictures we took at the prom.
Like, that's weird, then.
That is sort of weird.
Yeah. There's something going on.
Yeah. Well, one of them finally confided to me and told me that it was because her then, I guess, ex-husband didn't see her what she looked like before. She was always like something different, and so she was basically playing like a fake, like, you know what the guys call a beard,
right?
Playing the beard, and he didn't know exactly what she looked like back then, and he was all
look.
She was worried about her ex-husband.
Yeah,
here's what Kevin has always said: as many photos as you can possibly find where you look terrible in the past, you should post those everywhere.
Right. Put those up, and people look at you and they say, wow, you look great.
They're amazed by how good you look. All right. Thank you for the call, Tom. Appreciate that. Let's go to Lisa San Dimas up next, line two on the Kevin and Bean
Show. When do I get to my list of questions, Bean?
I don't think we're going to have time to explore your fascination with my hairless nipple.
Hey, Lisa.
Hi.
What happened to you or your friend or whatever?
It happened to me. So about a year ago, I was recently starting to date this new guy I really, really liked. And I decided to go to this party with my friend. She's going to get a male stripper to come, but it's going to be at the house, super safe, right down the street from my house. So, okay, we didn't really say anything about it to our dudes because it wasn't a big deal. You know, girls don't try to hook up with the strippers like men try to do.
Mm-hmm.
So the stripper comes, everything's fine. Well, my girlfriend snaps a picture of me sitting on the couch. Basically, the stripper is thrusting in my face.
Sure.
And I'm just, by the way, he had two hairless nipples.
What?
Anyway,
it was actually Bean.
But look, I got to make a living on the side. Come on.
But Lisa, I assume that male strippers shave their chest. I assume that happens.
They did.
I assume Bean doesn't. And so fascinating.
Yeah, this is
to
just
me.
How I ended up.
Like, where is the hair?
So you don't. So your male stripper is thrusting at you. You don't mention it to the guy that you're dating, but then somehow someone takes a photo and that ends up online.
Yeah, my girlfriend posts me tags me in the photo, and of course it pops up on my feed. Ooh. And you know, then the next day I had to explain to my my boyfriend, now fiance, so it didn't end us.
Right.
Okay. That this guy was it was harmless. He was just putting his wiener in my face, but it was fine.
Right. Just another day where that's happening.
Just a Tupperware party. It was cool.
Look, yeah, I am 100% Team Lisa on this. She didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
And it's just unfortunate that your friend kind of threw you under the bus, because that's the type of thing that everybody should sign off on any photos that are going up from
something
that event.
Like that. That's a conversation to have.
I would think so, yeah.
That's private between you and your girlfriends. All right, Lisa, glad you're listening. Thank you so much for calling. Do we have time for one more?
I mean, I guess, but we need to – I have questions.
All right, what questions do you have, Kevin?
All right, where's the hair?
It's just how I ended up. I don't know. I'm not a hairy
guy. So you never had hair?
No, I've never had hair.
Not just one random straggler?
Just one that didn't get the memo from everybody else?
I don't have any hair on my chest. And I'm sorry if that makes me less manly than
others. It doesn't.
It's just
fascinating.
Don't.
Like, there's like, she says there's not a stray one or something?
That's how I ended up.
All right. Two, guys don't show their nipples.
No? Right.
No, they show their junk.
No. Well, I never heard that, but again...
Well, I've been to New Orleans and Mardi Gras many, many times.
Yeah, I haven't seen
that. And that happens a lot.
And maybe that's more the thing down in the French Quarter where it's a
maybe
little...
Maybe the section of the French Quarter you were in.
It's possible, right? Maybe they party a little harder down there, but in my neighborhood, it's more of a family thing, and I don't think anybody's whipping out their junk.
But had you done that, would there have been any hair?
Oh, my God. We'll be right back on K-Rock.
Is that a yes or a no?
All right. I'm happy to say that Alex Jones, the only one who's really telling you the truth in media today, is back in the news. Alex, if I remember correctly, he was pretty much down with Donald Trump from the beginning, right? He was one of Donald Trump's early supporters and never wavered throughout the campaign. Let me see if I can remember how he felt about President Obama and Hillary Clinton.
Hillary and Obama want to make you poor and pathetic. We have all their white papers. They hate you. They hate prosperity. They hate God. They hate children. And God damn them to hell.
Okay, so he wasn't down with Hillary. He was a big fan of Donald Trump, and a lot of people at the time said, Mr. Trump, I don't know that you want to get in bed with this guy because he's the Sandy Hook conspiracy guy.
Sandy Hook is a synthetic, completely fake, with actors, in my view, manufactured. I couldn't believe it at first. I knew they had actors there, clearly, but I thought they killed some real kids. And it just shows how bold they are that they clearly used actors.
However, Good Lord, that's despicable.
A lot of people said that. Donald Trump, however, believes a lot of what Alex Jones says and went on his program a few months ago to express his support for Alex.
I just want to finish by saying your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot.
Well, the New York Times.
That's real?
That's real, yes. That is Donald Trump on Alex Jones's show, right. So the New York Times did a piece this week that says that Alex Jones has taken on a new role as an information source and validator for the president of the United States. Alex Jones says he sometimes speaks on the phone with the president and has a lot of good ideas for his administration. So it's been a while since we caught up with Alex from Infowars.com. We thought this might be a good opportunity to get on and find out what is going on in his world. Hey, Alex, welcome back, sir.
Glad to hear some truth finally being broadcast on your so-called radio station.
Well, we're an actual real radio station. That's not a myth.
I find that hard to believe. I can't believe they would allow such lies to be perpetrated in a major metropolitan area such as you are.
Now, Alex, you've been saying for a long time, way before the president said it, that the mainstream media is the enemy of the American people. How come?
Of course they are. Of course they are, because they are keeping the truth from Americans. They want them to be poor. They want them to be disconnected. They want to be able to crush them. And that's why you can't find cassava melons any longer.
Wait, what? Wasn't aware of the connection there.
Very difficult to find a cassava melon in your produce section. Why?
Huh.
Because the government wants us to be poor and disconnected?
Thank you. Finally, you're connected again.
There have been so many instances of things that you have said on your show that have then ended up coming out of, at the time, candidate, now President Trump's mouth. Like, you were one of the early people who said millions of unauthorized immigrants had voted illegally, although there's still no proof of that.
That's right. There is proof, actually, if you'll just open your eyes and see it.
Okay.
Look around and you'll see them voting, and that's why also the water is making the frogs gay.
Okay, the water is not making the frogs gay, Alex.
It absolutely is.
It's not happening.
Now, thanks to President Donald Trump, the greatest president we've ever had, the new incarnation of George Washington, we have finally discovered the exoplanets around the red dwarf sun. And that's the one they were keeping from us because that's where the lizard people come from.
Okay, that doesn't have anything to do with who's in the White House. That was
It does, though. It would have, if Hillary, who is a lizard person, had been in the White House, you would have seen those planets get their armadas of spaceships and take over and put maple leaves in our sandbox.
I don't. Okay.
There's a lot to digest there.
Well, why don't you try digesting it along with your plastic bran muffin?
Okay. So the New York Times says that you have a new role in the White House as an occasional information source and validator. Can you tell us the types of things you and the president speak about?
I will be sending President Trump all the information via a special pneumatic viaduct that will be made out of leopard paws and snow tires.
Why can't you just call him on the phone like everyone else?
Oh, you'd love that, wouldn't you?
Well, it just seems like an easier way to get information to him.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:52.
That means it's time for our friend Ralph Garman and another look at the showbiz beat. What's going on?
But why no hair?
Right?
Really?
Look.
Lots
of people
I looked already.
have different body types and not everybody is the same.
But
something's up.
But there's little hair, and then there's no hair. That's very different.
Android. Just saying.
It's not a couple of strays.
Can't grow hair in synthetic skin. That's all I'm saying.
Oh.
Beep, 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 beep.
He's a robot.
Look what you've gotten us into now, R2. That's what I'm saying.
If I was a robot, I'd be so
what?
Happy.
See? Hey, this is going to come as a shock to you, but a poll in Britain by music lovers across that great nation and the streaming music service Deezer have decided that the Beatles are the best British recording artists of all time.
That's a bold statement there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
But I thought you might be interested in the rest of the top 10. Who the Brits think are their top 10 best recording artists from the UK of all time.
Well, if we know anything about Britain, we know it's Oasis.
not in the top 10.
What?
Then that's not even a legitimate list.
Rolling Stones.
That's ridiculous.
Rolling Stones are fifth on that list, Allie. Thank you for being reasonable.
You're welcome.
Chumbawamba with his craziness. Chumbawamba just outside the top 10. I think they're bouncing somewhere in the low teens.
Led Zeppelin.
Zeppelin not on the list.
What?
Again,
stupid list.
That's insane.
Ridiculous list.
Throw it out.
And I'm going to go back and say
strong British feelings.
I love
I'm going to go back
Zeppelin.
And say Oasis is one of the biggest and most popular bands of all time in Britain. There's no way they're not on that list if that list is.
Let me see who thinks otherwise. Oh, the goddamn British do. So why don't you get in that bag in the desert?
Oh, no.
Now, did you say rock or just music?
Recording artist.
How about Adele?
Adele, Kevin, is sixth on the list.
Thank you.
Welcome.
How about the Kinks?
Not on the list.
Not on the list. Okay.
Maybe Bean shouldn't play this game.
Maybe not. Maybe.
Well, I mean, honestly,
that's strong British feelings that seem to be going in the wrong direction. I can't believe you guys are missing, in my opinion, the
Spice Girls.
Most obvious one. No.
Well, because of how excited you were about it.
The most obvious one.
The most
obvious
one.
Yes. Well, the Who's on the list. They're eighth.
Okay.
But that's not who I was talking. It's not who I was talking about.
All right. Somebody else that we're missing. How about Coldplay?
Bean is just swinging for the fences and just nothing but breeze.
I'm sorry. They're a popular British band.
Not
I thought
in the
they
top
play
10.
Stadiums.
Not
I thought
in
that
the
was
top
a reason.
10.
Was that a reasonable guess or not?
No.
Bush.
Not, nope. Not in the top 10.
Muse!
No!
Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd, Allie, is ninth on the list.
I mean, I'm nailing
this. Allie's crushing this.
Wow.
Thank
you.
Allie's
real good at this.
Eating her dust.
Eat my dust, sucker.
The Monkees.
The Monkees aren't British. Only one of them was. I don't think they count.
Wow. Are we still missing the biggest one?
You're missing 10, 7, 4, 3, and 2.
Wow.
That's how much you blow.
All right.
Are British? They K-rock bands?
We do
any
blow.
Of those?
Any
like a like
K-rock
the Smiths
bands?
Or
no.
Japan?
No.
How about One Direction?
You're awful.
I think that's a that was a great guess. No.
No.
Radiohead.
No. You guys are really missing the
Sex
big
Pistols.
Targets. No.
Okay. That's
how about
my first.
Queen.
Yeah. How about a band called Queen?
Okay.
How about a band called
that
Queen?
That wasn't me, by the way. That was Christine. Christine
waving
Queen.
Do you think they might be on the list? Do you think Queen might be on the list?
All right. Queen's a good guess.
Do you think?
Okay. Okay.
Maybe because it's second.
Oh,
maybe it's second,
second
on the list.
Wait,
behind
did we
the
get
Beatles.
Number one? Oh, Beatles.
Yeah, I gave you the Beatles.
Sorry.
I gave you the Beatles.
Like a heavy, like a Black Sabbath.
Like a heavy black man.
Black Sabbath or Iron Maiden. One of those, like, heavy.
Chip says what? Chip says Elton John.
Elton John, fourth on the list. Chip,
okay.
Well done, Elton John.
Good.
An excellent guess from someone who's actually participating in this game.
I got four.
I got two.
I'm not saying you,
Bean
Allie.
Has zero.
Chip, yeah, Bean,
I have
worst.
Two.
I know.
And Bean, you were born there.
Look. All right, what are we missing now?
All right, number three.
Seven and four?
Oh. Number three, number seven, and number ten.
Okay.
Number three.
All of these bands are also very popular in America, Ralph?
Yes.
Or artists? Okay.
These are recording artists, not just bands. Recording artists.
All right. Sure. You're going to mock me, but I'm just going to say it because he's got more hits in Britain than anyone who ever lived. I'll say Cliff Richard.
Not on the list.
Okay.
You are. Perfect.
He has more hits than anyone in the history of Britain. I thought that was an okay guess.
How about Chip says David Bowie?
David Bowie, third on the list.
Nice, Chip.
Third. Of
Coming
course, David Bowie.
Of
Chip
course.
Is running this
of
game.
Course,
of course,
David Bowie. Of course.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You think? Think that and Queen made sense so far?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those two make sense.
I'll just give
Real
you
Big
others.
Fish?
I'll give
you... Good guess. Cisco. Power Man 5000?
Yeah, these are good.
L City? Hinder? Cherry Poppin' Daddy?
I'll just give you number 7.
What happened to Amy Winehouse?
That would be a good guess, actually.
Yeah. Buck Cherry?
George Michael. George Michael.
What about George Michael?
That's what I said.
Okay,
man.
So did,
on the list.
Did Bean get zero?
Zero.
On a music list, none.
Wow.
No points. Zero
Bean,
points.
That's got to hurt, right?
It hurts. Well, it's a bogus list.
It's not a bogus list.
How about 10, Blur, by the way?
Number 10, Eric Clapton. Eric Clapton.
Oh, I don't think of him as British.
Really?
Isn't that weird?
Yeah,
that is weird. He's very British.
Deeply British.
He absolutely is,
to
but
the
I
bone.
Just... Yeah, whoa.
This one.
I have no idea what you're saying.
Yeah, I think with all your caterwauling and complaining, a pretty good list, actually.
Is that it?
Top 10 recording
That's
artists.
That's the 10?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, okay. Allie.
The Cure.
No, we're
no?
done. That's
okay.
The 10.
So Rod Stewart.
Depeche Mode.
No, stop now.
The Libertines.
All the slots have been filled.
Porcupine.
Porcupine.
Jeez.
Today's celebrity birthdays.
The presidents of the United States of America.
That was...
No?
No.
Bobo.
Bobo.
That was an invigorating round.
It was.
Guesses, wasn't it? Everyone got
Professor
very...
Professor Pippi P. Poopy Pads.
There's a lot of blood was flowing.
Yeah.
And oxygen was being respirated.
Mm-hmm.
It was exciting.
Bean got zero.
Bean got blanked. How often does Bean get blanked on any list ever, let alone music?
Zero hair, zero guesses.
Yes.
You make the connection. Eagle Eye Cherry.
It's a new Zero Club.
I don't like those t-shirts.
It's going to be new t-shirts with holes cut out for the nipples. That's where the zeros will be.
Done. Ariana Grande?
Now, do they have to prove it? Like, everybody has been sending me pictures of their dashboard.
Yeah. Send us your bald nipples.
No.
I'm saying.
We don't need it.
But I'm saying.
The bald nipples, by the way. Saw them at the Troop last night.
How are they?
Oh, just a power trio.
A lot of their
guys.
Old hits, too?
Yeah, oh, yeah. All the classics.
Nice. These nuts.
Also hairless.
Today's celebrity birthday.
The new Zero Club.
Dakota Fanning's 23 years old today. Emily Blunt turns 34, as does Aziz Ansari. Niecy Nash is 47. Shark Tank's Damon John is 48 years old. Who's your favorite shark in the tank? Who's your favorite?
It's tough, because I like the QVC HSN lady.
Oh, yeah.
The blonde lady.
Right.
What is her name?
Lori...
Grenier.
Yeah. Yes, I like
she's
her.
Good.
Because you know if she gets you, you're going to be on all of those shows.
She will crush
She's going to sell the hell out of you.
Yeah. I like the Cubes, though, too.
Yeah, I do like Mark Cuban.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's a good guy.
It's a great show.
It really is. Kevin?
I don't watch that show.
Yeah. And Josh Gad is 36 years old today. Josh Gad, we love you, Josh.
Agreed.
100%. Every one of us on the show loves
you. 100% across the board.
Terrible human being.
Oh, come on, Rodney. I'm Ralph Garman to walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. We love Thursdays at 8:05 because of our man, Jim Rome.
JimRome.com if you want to hear the show from 9 till noon today. Of course, if you miss any part of it, you can always check out the podcast, too. Jim Rome's Daily Jungle, play.it or iTunes. How are you, Mr. Rome? Sir.
Kevin, Bean, you're both in. I love it. What's going on, fellas?
How about that?
Well, we're delighted that you join us. You know, it's not a local story. People coast to coast are talking about what change Magic Johnson is going to make as the head of basketball operations for the Los Angeles Lakers. Your initial thoughts when you heard that this was the plan?
My initial thought is Jeannie Buss is a gangsta.
Right?
She busted a cap into her own brother and Mitch Kupchak and the head of PR, John Block. So she drops a bomb on this. That's my first thought. My next thought is, look, I know why she brought Magic in. I just don't know that it's the right move. I mean, the reason she did it is he's a link to their past glory that always sells well in this town. And she did it because the Lakers are different and they want somebody who's got a tie to the team and who understands them. So who better than Irv in that regard? I just don't know that's the right thing.
I'm sorry, go ahead. You were going to say,
How do we know this guy can evaluate and scout talent? How do we know this guy can recruit big-name free agents? How do we know he can hire intelligently based on some of the nonsense that he thumbs out on Twitter? I would say he can't. Because if that Twitter feed is really evidence of what's rattling around in that guy's dome, they could be in big trouble.
All right, here's what I wanted to ask you. What's the difference between president of basketball operations and the GM?
Great question. President of basketball operations means he reports directly to her, and GM means he reports directly to Magic. And I think this is going to be key. If Magic comes in and he can recruit guys, free agents that they have not been able to get, but he lets the GM do his job and he lets the coach do his job, then they've got some possibilities.
But if he meddles too much, then it's going to be negative.
Yeah, but look, are you going to trust a guy that tweets things like, and I quote, "Great move by Phil Jackson, James Dolan, and Steve Mills hiring Derek Fisher as the new head coach of the Knicks." Wrong answer, Irv. That was a disastrous hire. This is the same guy who tweeted, "Congrats to Knicks owner Jim Dolan and GM Steve Mills for bringing in a champion and a winner like Phil Jackson." Wrong answer again.
Wrong again.
Horrible hire and a worse tweet.
Yeah, and he has been blinded by some love for a bunch of players who just haven't panned out at all in the NBA, too. People he thought, man, I wish the Lakers could have got that guy, and the guy ends up being a bust a year later, right?
Yeah, no names mentioned, but how about this tweet? "For all of you out there questioning Jimmer Fredette of BYU, he's the real deal." Jimmer Fredette. Does this guy even play basketball still? So we're entrusting this guy to lead the draft, sign free agents. He's got to evaluate. I'm not convinced. Maybe it'll work.
One of the first moves they're talking about is Paul George.
Right.
Who would they have to give up?
That's the big question. They're talking to Indiana about Paul George. I'm not sure how far that's really gotten. I mean, they had a short conversation. Magic and Larry Bird did, but remember, when they had a chance to get DeMarcus Cousins, somebody that they did want, they were not willing to part with any of their young stars, so I'm not so sure they're going to do that for Paul George either, and by the way, I'm not even sure it's a good idea. Look, the guy is going to be free and clear in the summer of 2018. They should stick to their plan, namely being as terrible as possible, keep their draft pick, and then sign this guy as a free agent, then they get both. If it were me, I would do it like that.
He called the young core of the team untouchable. Really?
Hey, Allie.
Hey!
What's going on, Allie?
I mean, really?
Yeah, no, I don't. Look, I see really? Some young talent. Really?
Untouchable? Beat it, wait, kids.
What, do you need a straight fire explosion?
Is that what you're getting at? Just thank you.
I don't think that any of them should be untouchable. I see some young talent. I see some people the teams are interested in. I don't see that one bona fide alpha dog. Can't touch this guy.
Yeah.
This guy's, you cannot have this guy. I don't think they have anybody like that. I do not think
Here's all I know about, as a lifelong Laker fan, here's all I know. I've been so unhappy with the organization.
Yeah.
And they got rid of a bunch of people, and they're bringing in a bunch of new people. Maybe, just hopefully. This is a franchise that has built an entire career on bringing in great players and winning championships. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and
not,
I
lately,
hope that's
right?
What they, not lately, right? Not lately.
That's the problem. And this is why they had to make the change. Look, I've got no problem with her dropping a bomb on that whole thing. Because they suck. They're terrible.
Right.
They missed the playoffs 3 years in a row. They're coming off a 17-65 year. It wasn't working. She had to fire them. I'm just not sure that in bringing in Magic, she got the best possible person that she could have gotten. But again, if he can go to the likes of a Carmelo Anthony or any of these other stars and convince them to come, that's worth the hire in and of itself. They have not been able to do that in recent years.
He certainly brings a lot of respect and a built-in, you know, million-watt smile, too. I mean, who doesn't love being around with Magic Johnson? You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's a fun guy to be around, but that doesn't mean they're going to come here and work for him and take their money and play. I mean, remember when this guy coached way back in the day? They couldn't care less what he had to say, and that's when he was much closer in age to those guys. They were like contemporaries. So if they weren't listening to him when he was a coach, I'm not sure that he can do it right now. It works for some guys. Pat Riley did it brilliantly, but then Phil Jackson rolls out and drops his jewelry on the desk, and nobody cares. Nobody wants to see it.
Fair enough. We're talking to our friend Jim Rome, the Jim Rome Show at jimrome.com right now, as we do every Thursday at this time on the Kevin and Bean Show on KROQ. I have to ask, and I know you guys are going to all boo me for bringing up baseball, but you know how much I love it.
Oh, let me ask.
And we're in spring training now, so we're very close to the start of opening day, and Major League Baseball drops a new rule change that a lot of people, I'm surprised, are pushing back on, Jim. What's this about? They're now just going to signal an intentional walk. The pitcher no longer has to throw those four crazy outside-the-plate pitches.
Bro, you like that? You think that's a good idea?
I do,
because
very
you're the only
much.
One in the world who does.
I know. I'm alone on this.
That's like changing the curtains on the Titanic.
Yeah,
who would do that, Allie? First off, intentional walks do not take that long. It's a
they
dude
take a
going
minute. They
pitches.
Take a minute. That's not maybe, necessary.
Maybe they take 30 seconds. Maybe, and there's one every 2.5 games. So they're going to what? Shave 30 seconds off a
right.
game every 3 days? Not exactly a game changer.
Yeah, Bean. And what about pass balls? And then oh, he got a good jump, and now all of a sudden he's stealing home. That's exciting. You're taking away excitement.
Do you know what's even better than that? That's even better than that is watching a pro athlete try to throw a soft off out a toss
best.
Outside the and then accidentally heaving it to the backstop.
They can't even play
yet,
catch.
How about the dude who leans over the plate and tries to poke the intentional ball
yes!
the other way? These are the best things about baseball. Bean,
exactly.
do not take that from us.
I know
Bean,
that.
Wake
exactly.
up, bro.
I know that it does. By the way, it happened 900.
Bean, you're better than that, or at least I thought you were.
It happened. There were 932 intentional walks last season. That adds up to a lot of saved time if you get rid of that.
Look,
this is
major easy seam head.
This is Major League Baseball saying we know our product blows.
Yeah.
Look, baseball is great. It's just a question of how much greater can it be.
Right. That's what I meant.
You know what that is? That's the players not willing to agree on any change that baseball wants except that one. So that's what they're going with. I would say it's better than nothing, but it's not.
Well,
it just isn't.
I still like it.
Bean, that is not
glad.
The hill you want to die on, brother.
Amen.
That is not the hill you want to die on, Bean.
All right. But he wants to die soon, so he's got
to
pick something, Jim.
You might be right about
it. We have no choice in how we go, but that's not the way you want to go.
Hear the show, 9 to noon, jimrome.com. And again, don't miss the playlist available. Same place, play.it and iTunes. Always a lot of fun. We'll do it again in 7 days. Thank you, Mr. Rome.
Bye, fam.
His opponent's nose, like pouring from the nose and the eye, and Joe Cortes, and it's all over.
Uppercut slams into Camacho, and with the right hand, De La Hoya knocks him down.
Chavez eats a left hand and a right hand, as De La Hoya has won. Chavez does not answer the bell to stop the ninth.
If he can make Fernando Vargas eat his words, if he can jack him out, and he does, Oscar De La Hoya has the most satisfying, the richest, the biggest, the most emotional win of his whole career.
The Golden Boy from East LA, Oscar De La Hoya.
And Golden Boy Promotions would like to remind you that Saturday, May 6th at 6th at T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, Canelo Alvarez versus Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. You can watch it on HBO pay-per-view. Tickets available now through Access.com. Always a pleasure to welcome the champ back to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you, Mr. De La Hoya?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you very much.
Hey, question number one. Do you ever miss boxing now, or are you always happy that that's not part of your life?
No, I said every single day of my life. I mean, I woke up this morning thinking that I can still go run 10 miles and and train for a fight. I mean, it's an everyday struggle that I have. You know, I love boxing. I love being in the ring. And you know, somebody asked me the other day, what do you miss about fighting? And I told him, look, I really miss getting hit. Because
craziness.
But the retaliation, the buildup, the adrenaline, because when you get a hit, you want revenge. And so that feeling there, I miss it so much.
That's such a weird thing about fighters, and I've noticed that with the UFC as well, is that certain fighters actually turn on put their foot on the gas when they get hit. Like, yeah. It makes them happy. That's
exactly.
Craziness. Exactly. You know that, right?
Yeah. We're weird like that.
Okay, all right.
And what kind of a thrill do you get? Obviously, as a businessman, there's a big payoff when a fight goes well, but do you get some sort of a thrill as marching a fight like you have these two fighters all the way up till that big fight night in Las Vegas? Is it a thrill for you to finally see it go down?
Yeah, I think it's just the satisfaction of knowing that for about an hour come fight night, you know, there's millions of fans all over the world watching this, watching a fight, and they're united with their families, with their friends, with their loved ones, you know, watching a fight, and for that moment, you know, everybody's getting the thrill, the satisfaction of watching a great fight. So to me, that's my reward, where I can know that I can do that, you know, for a lot of people.
Now, I've heard people say that this is the greatest bill ever between two Mexican fighters. Do you agree, Oscar?
I would have to agree, because in recent times, what's happening is when you have two fighters who are of Mexican descent, There's no backing down. I mean, these two fighters are big names in the sport of boxing. The tickets are almost sold out, so that's a great indication that people are really they're anxious to watch this fight. But most importantly, we have a real fight. I mean, this is going to be. It's not going to be a dance contest. It's not going to be where you're only going to see 100 punches thrown. No, every single second, every single minute of every round, you're going to see a lot of action. So that's what people want
to
see.
Is it difficult as a promoter to watch other fights go that way? To watch people just avoid taking hits, stay out of the way?
Oh,
it's
my
not.
God.
It must be really frustrating as a promoter to have to fight that.
It's really difficult to watch syrup pour. You know, it's like, I mean, it's when you don't have fighters throwing punches and they don't want to get hit and risk anything inside the ring. It's dreadful. I cringe every single time because people want to see fights. People want to see punches thrown. I mean, that's exactly why you know, the UFC is doing so well, and so. The reason why I made this fight happen is because this is what we're going to get. We're going to get a real fight with real action.
We're talking to Oscar De La Hoya here on the Kevin and Bean Show about his fight coming up on Saturday, May 6th, at the T-Mobile
he's
Arena
fighting?
In Las Vegas.
No, it's his fight, though.
It's Golden Boy Promotions, Canelo Alvarez versus Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. And I'm going to ask what will sound like a dumb question to you, a boxing professional, Oscar, but for the layperson, explain, if you could, why it makes such a difference that these fighters had to adjust in weight. They had to meet in the middle because they were way out of their weight classes, so they both agreed on 164.5. Why does it make such a difference whether you're up or down 10 pounds? When you're a boxer?
Yes, well, I mean, this is the first time that Canelo's going to go up in weight, at least about 10 pounds. So he's facing a bigger guy, a stronger puncher. You know, when Chavez, who's been fighting at 175 pounds for quite a while now, has to come down roughly around 10 pounds as well, you know, the question is he going to be strong enough to withstand Canelo's punches? And our Canelo's punch is going to be strong enough to even do damage on Julio Cesar Chavez. So there was a little compensation here and there, but I think come fight night, you know, the number one question that everybody has in their mind is who's going to be in better shape, because that's exactly the guy who's in better shape is going to win.
Is there
whoever?
I'm sorry, I apologize. Is there a common wisdom as to it's easy? It's which is harder, to come down in weight and fight or to go up in weight?
I think from experience, because I did fight in six different weight classes. From experience, every time you go up, you know, your punches are not as strong. You're facing bigger guys who can take the punch. So I would say going up in weight is difficult because as the rounds go on, when you go into the seventh, eighth, ninth round, you start to lose power, and so and your opponent who's heavier comes on stronger. So I think it's going to be an advantage for Julio Cesar Chavez, and on May 6th, I mean, we'll see if Canelo can knock him out in the early rounds. Great for him, but if that fight goes past 7-8 rounds, it's going to be a long night.
All right, last question I have for you, Oscar, and it's always great to have you on the show, and that is, does Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. hold it against you that you beat up his dad?
You know, you know, we've been doing this press tour all over the country, and you know, they've asked him this question if it's personal for him, and he's answered it fairly well. I mean, look, this fight is a fight that is personal with Canelo. You know, I mean, what happened with his father and myself, I mean, is in the past. And yes, it did hurt him, he said, but this fight here is a personal fight between Chavez and Canelo. So I believe he forgave me. So that's it.
All right, look, tell us about what's going on at the Fan Fiesta. That's today, Thursday, at the Plaza Mexico in Lynnwood. What's happening?
Well, actually, we are. It'll be Friday. Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll be tomorrow, Friday. At you want to get there early, like around 3 o'clock. The press conference starts at 5 o'clock. It's at the Plaza Mexico in Lynnwood. We will go on live on ESPN and all and several other outlets. But we will have a fan fest for. I mean, there'll be thousands of people there. You will be able to get autographs, pictures with the fighters, with myself. Wow. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Wow, that's fantastic. That's the Fan Fiesta, again, tomorrow, Plaza Mexico in Lynwood, starting at around 5 o'clock. That sounds like a great deal. And tickets are on sale now if you want to be there in Las Vegas to see the fight in person. They start at just $75. Canelo Alvarez versus Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. It's going to be on May 6th at the T-Mobile in Las Vegas. Oscar, great to have you back on, man. Good luck with the fight. We'll look forward to it.
Thank you. And I do want to say that there's only 1,000 tickets left, so you do want to go to the box office really quick because they're going to sell out. By the time Friday comes by.
There you go. Right. That's a great tip. Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:53.
You know that fake doctor guy who impregnates all the teenagers on that Teen Mom show, Dr. Drew Pinsky?
Yes.
He's not fake. He doesn't impregnate anyone.
Well,
except for his wife.
He's the vice president specifics. Now, right? That's what I saw. I'm on television. He's the
not
vice president.
The vice president.
They are identical looking. Identical. Anyway, Dr. Drew joins us coming up right after the top of the hour here on K-Rock. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat on a Thursday. What's new? What's going on?
Hey, anybody want a crazy souvenir?
A crazy souvenir?
Yeah.
What is that?
The paparazzo who Britney Spears was trying to beat to death with an umbrella when she went crazy back in 2007. Mm-hmm. He's auctioning the umbrella off.
No.
Come on!
No, thank
you. Have a little souvenir of crazy.
I mean, no.
All right.
Because how many times are you going to have to say, you remember that time when...
You remember Ball Britney was beating up the SUV with the umbrella? This is the umbrella! I don't know. If there's a crazy museum, that might be the place to put it.
Yeah.
He is going to auction off the famous green umbrella. Really, that's in quotes. How famous is it, really?
Right.
If I asked you what color was the umbrella, would you be able to tell
me?
No
idea.
That's what I'm saying. And he said he's going to donate half the proceeds to a charity of Britney's choice.
Just half, though.
Just half. Yeah. Well, look, brother's got to eat, right?
Sure.
Meanwhile, there's a Lifetime movie being made about her life called Britney Ever After. And apparently there's a scene in that film that will also reproduce.
No, it
that,
aired.
That
it
moment.
Aired a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't see it.
And apparently, it was just awful.
No, Lifetime.
And apparently, they didn't get any. It wasn't authorized, so they didn't get the rights to any of the music too, which made it kind of sad.
Sounds better to me. Might be easier to get through if it didn't have to sit through music. Show me you're banging Justin and beating on an SUV with an umbrella. That's all I really wanted. It was like 15 minutes long. My version. This is still ongoing battle, and I'm not quite sure how I feel about it. I can see both points. Yesterday, a federal court judge granted IMDb.com a preliminary injunction against the new California legislation, which requires entertainment databases to remove an actor's age if he or she requests it. We've talked about this before. This came from Gabrielle Carteris, who is president of the SAG-AFTRA union. And she was behind this legislation trying to make sure that if an actor or actress didn't want their name posted on a entertainment database, say, like
their IMDb, name or their age?
I'm sorry, their age.
Okay.
Under their name with IMDb, that they could have it removed because some would believe that the very real issue of ageism in the entertainment business would keep some from landing jobs that would sustain them.
Which is interesting coming from Ms. Carteris because weren't about half of the kids on Beverly Hills 90210 like 30?
Well, that's her point.
Those high school students?
That's her point, Bean, because she said had her real age been known at the time she auditioned for Beverly Hills 90210, she never would have gotten that role.
How about that?
She's probably right.
She's absolutely right. Back then, they didn't have such things.
I
remember when I first came to Los Angeles, my very first audition, I was able to land a guest starring role on a sitcom playing the high school boyfriend of one of the leads on the show.
Okay.
And when I got to... It was funny. We went through rehearsals, and the day of the shooting, when the paperwork had to be signed, the casting director came over at me and was furious because she found out how old I really was.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Even though you obviously...
I was playing 17.
Looked and played the role fine.
And I was 22, I guess, at the time.
Right.
And she was furious because I had never... Well, it wasn't like it slipped my mind. I went out of my way not to tell them how old I was. And neither did my agents. And when she found out the truth, she was upset.
Yeah, I don't know who would care. that they take the age off. Who
cares?
The
judge says, the judge who granted this injunction said, it's difficult to imagine how it could not violate the First Amendment, this law.
The First Amendment.
And I can see that argument, too, because you're saying you can't put up something that's true about a famous person. That's what they're asking you to not
put up. Why does IMDb.com want to give that particular fact so desperately?
I think they do because they want to be a resource for information about actors and actresses. They want to provide as much information as possible.
And they could do that without age. I don't think
they certainly could.
I can't imagine.
Do they need to have heights and weights? Is this a driver's license? I mean, at what point is that personal information irrelevant in terms of the person's body of work?
Do they have height and weight on there? That's a check line. Holy crap.
I don't believe they do. They may. I don't know. I'm just saying.
I just think, who cares? Take it off.
What's the ref? You know, what's the important information that they're trying to get across? I don't know.
Yeah, net worth? It's an interesting case.
Ding-dong size? How about the ding-dong? Yeah, need to know how big the ding-dong is?
That one's not on mine.
Your ding-dong
size? Yeah.
Well.
Oh, it does have my height. How rude.
4'11"?
5'2".
You wish.
Very tall.
In heels. What heels, though?
Yeah. It has meters. What?
How many meters tall you are?
Yes.
Yeah.
I hate this.
So where are we? Ding-dong? Where are we on the case?
What about the ding dong?
A judge has ruled IMDb.
I'm asking about the ding dong.
I don't have the answer to that. I'm sorry.
I want
to
know how big the ding dong is.
A judge has ruled that IMDb can keep the ages, and that's where we're at.
It's a preliminary injunction.
I see.
This means this whole thing is going to have to be hashed out in a court of law.
Okay.
We don't have any answers yet, but we will work on it as a people because we are a land of laws. You just can't make choices.
I've already forgotten it. It's so boring, and it has nothing to do with me, so why would I care?
Right. Today's celebrity birthday. Shark Tank's Damon John is 48 years old today. Niecy Nash is 47. Josh Gad is 36. God bless you, Josh Gad.
Right? You do good work.
You're
love
a national
him.
Treasure.
Correct.
Do you remember the comedians with him and Billy Crystal?
Yep.
Very funny.
Oh, I mourn the loss of that television program.
Terrible.
They got high.
Bean.
He's wonderful. They got high, went to the grocery store.
It's so funny.
He should be put in the electric chair.
Is it time to revisit and try to uncover what's behind this?
No, because there's no answer.
Unnatural dislike Bean has for Josh.
He is the founder of ISIS. He's the founder of ISIS.
There's no answer, Ralph, because he came in. And Bean was bad-mouthing him the whole time. He came in and he was really charismatic and funny interesting and a great guest.
And Bean admitted that.
Yes.
And then went right back to hating him.
Yes.
I don't like him.
So it makes no sense. There's nowhere to go there. There's nothing to uncover.
I'd like
it's
to IMDb to
being...
remove Josh Gad from my internet and maybe remove him from my planet.
So it's bad wiring. Then,
it's just him being a contrarian.
Some bad wiring.
Yeah.
It's a glitch. Yep. It's a glitch in the programming.
Yep.
He's a terrible person.
Aziz Ansari is 34 years old today. Emily Blunt turns 34. Dakota Fanning is 23 years old today. And D'Angelo Russell celebrates his 21st birthday. He's from the Lakers, of course. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Now that it's after 9, keep on listening for your first chance this morning on the Kevin Bean Show to win tickets for AFI and the new HD Radio Sound Space at K-Rock. They are going to be here in the building performing live for you. You can stream it live at 5 p.m. on Monday, or even better, be here in person. We'll give you those tickets in moments. And when we do, you'll also be eligible for the grand prize drawing for K-Rock's Wheels Up 2017, destination number 4, AFI in Glasgow, Scotland. Stand by. That's coming right up. First, though, Dr. Drew Pinsky is on the phone, you guys.
Hey, Dr. Drew.
Hey, guys. What's happening?
Welcome. What's up, Doc? How's your wonderful world of radio show over there on KBC and all the fine podcasts that you do?
It's wonderful, but today I've been dispatched to help with a member of your team.
Yes. Well, really all of us at some point have come across... Yes, all of us have come across this at some point in the last couple of years.
Is Allie suffering presently?
No, I am not suffering from this two-month cough because I actually contacted the Heal app two months ago.
Well done.
Yeah.
Was it good?
Came right to my house, checked out everything. Yeah, I had a horrible case of pneumonia.
Oh my
God. So I had let the cough go too long. But everyone I know has a lingering cough
We're talking months.
And this is new. Look, lots of people get sick in the winter. But I saw Catherwood bitching about it yesterday on social media, and I thought, oh, my God, him too, the healthiest man in the world. No one controls better what he puts in his body than Mike Catherwood. Even he's got the dreaded cough. What's going on?
Well, in this particular case, in Allie's case, I was thinking we had to sort of come to terms with the limits of what medical profession can do and sort of say goodbye.
But true. What's happening?
Just lay her to rest.
Just put her down. Delighted to hear she's improved.
Thank you.
But we'll keep an eye on her.
But yeah, still there is a possibility I may have to come back with a similar message. I'm just saying. Let's just talk about. You're really talking about a persistent cough after an acute infection, right?
Yes.
When someone comes in, let's just talk about generally, someone walks under us and says, I've had a lingering cough that just appeared out of nowhere and has been going on and doesn't seem to go away. That can be kind of serious. I mean, things like cancer and tuberculosis, there's something called M. avium intercellulare, which is a sort of a tuberculous relative.
Sure.
There's lots of different infections.
And people die of pneumonia even, right?
Well, of course, back in the day, before we had antibiosis, that was a routine way to die. But and it can be lingering pneumonias of various types. There's many, you know, people use the word pneumonia as though it's one thing. It's sort of like cancer. It's many different conditions caused by many different organisms, cancer by many different genetic errors, many different manifestations.
But, Dr. Drew, can it also be sort of just nothing? It's just you had a cold, it all went away except for your cough, and that still happens for a couple of months.
That's correct. And so that's a different story, right? That's, hey, I was sick, and then this cough stuck around. Now, usually, in my experience, what that is something called post-bronchitic bronchospasm. That is to say the airways are a little bit, asthma wouldn't be quite the right word, but just for sake of understanding it, there's a little leftover asthma because of the inflammation and infection of the airways. So they're sort of reactive, we call them. They're reactive airways, and when you breathe in, they sort of clamp down, and that generates a cough. That's a very common reason. In this season, the stuff you guys are talking about, and we all had, I had it too, mm-hmm. I think it had something to do with the nature of the virus that caused this year's upper respiratory infections. Because it seemed to just sort of leave behind a great deal of inflammation that just stuck around long after the infection was gone.
So I'm not imagining that this year it's worse than most years in terms of this exact thing that you're describing.
I mean, you never imagine things.
Right?
You're always spot on. If you say it is so, it is
so. Bean is a scientist. A lot of people don't know that.
Sure.
Well, he's a keen observer, And I think that's right. I think it is a little different this year. And indeed, the causative agents, the virus changes year to year. It's not the same virus every year. And why shouldn't the syndrome associated with them change as well?
You say it's a little bit asthmatic or a little bit inflammation. Can you do anything to cut that off?
Well,
so it doesn't linger?
It's probably the smartest thing to do is to do nothing if you're a young, healthy adult and maybe don't expose yourself to super cold air or don't go running in the morning because that just adds to the inflammation, right? You're breathing in cold air. Your lungs don't like that. Obviously, don't expose yourself to smoke. But if we're seeing somebody, again, later in the game, we might use inhalers, okay? And inhalers can either be sort of in this sort of what we call beta 2 class where they relax the muscles around the airways or anti-inflammatory class. These are typical categories anyway, in which they have corticosteroids. And probably the corticosteroids, what people would get. If you use the corticosteroids early, sometimes it lets the infection stay behind because your local immune system doesn't work so well. Then, if that doesn't work, then you would take systemic corticosteroids like prednisone.
Oof.
Oh, at least that adds a lot of weight to you.
Yeah, you've been there, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, Dr. Drew, when somebody, and I know we're almost out of time here, but when somebody gets they feel like a cold is coming on and it's more than just something that's going to come and go in 48 hours or something like that, and they're concerned about it, there's so many things that people think they should do, like, doing the chicken soup, powering all the vitamin C, stuff like that. In general, what should you do when you get something that's 2, 3, 4 days in?
Take decongestants, treat symptoms, sleep right, get plenty of fluids. The very last thing you should do is take antibiotics unless there's some complication, because these are viruses and therefore viruses have no response to antibiotics. Antibiotics are for bacteria only, not viruses. And by taking the antibiotics, you only strengthen the bacteria in the biosphere. So the next time you actually need antibiotics, they won't work so well. And then, you know, if you have complications, of course, like Allie did, properly get that treated, make sure it's not something else, get it properly diagnosed. But taking vitamin C, all this idea of, quote, knocking out an infection, that is a complete fallacy and a distortion.
How do you know? Because, you know, I'll complain about something and my wife will say, why haven't you gone to the doctor? How long should you wait? When should you make that decision?
About the time your wife tells you to go.
She's sick of it, yeah.
We as men are terrible at this. I know the thinking because I do it myself. I go, look, if it's really bad, I'll know in time.
Right.
And if it's not bad, it's going to go away. So why should I go?
Well, so what's the answer to that?
Well, the answer is, I think a very clear answer is if it affects your functioning. Right, if you have trouble getting up or going to sleep, or you can't sleep or you can't breathe, well, anything that really is affects functioning in any way whatsoever, you ought to have that looked into.
And yeah, how would Kevin know, though?
How would Kevin know? It's a good question.
Kevin? That funny, Dr. Drew.
Trouble lying on the floor between commercials, then you know.
I have to give Kevin a lot of credit because he's my go-to, and he has suggested that vodka will kill any virus or bacteria, and that's the way to treat it.
You gargle with vodka. That's my answer.
To be fair, most of the cough syrups, unless you've checked the labels, have lots of alcohol in them.
Right?
All right. There you go.
DrDrew.com
is the website for all of the podcasts and live appearances. And, of course, DrDrew.com. You can also get the details on the show with Mike Catherwood, noon to 3, 790 KABC weekday afternoons. And it's always great to have you on. Thanks for all the good advice, Doc.
You got it, guys. See you.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 937.
That's the one song I always pause and wait and expect to hear from Chip and never, ever do.
Yeah, I faked Kevin out. I was like... And then I didn't go with the hay. See? Anyway.
Right? What? I was ready to join him, and then I realized we weren't having a party.
Fooled everybody, man.
All right. Well, we'll move on. Ralph is here now. Time for a final look at the Showbiz Beat on a Thursday morning. What's going on?
Well, Nick Cannon has another baby. Let's not forget, he had twins with his ex-wife, Mariah Carey, Moroccan and Moreau. Hey, we're Moroccan and Maroon here, everybody. Sounds like something Lightning would say at the side of an accident on a roadside.
We're not going to be Moroccan and Maroon today.
Now he's got a new little boy. His girlfriend.
Johnny Asshole.
Brittany Bell is his girlfriend, gave birth to his son, Golden Sagan Cannon.
I'm sorry, say it again.
Golden Sagan, S-A-G-O-N, Cannon.
What does that even mean?
I got nothing for you. Golden.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where's your golden calf now? Yeah.
A lot of people, when we did the story earlier today, mentioned Golden Tate as an example of a golden.
Oh, from the Detroit Lions, sure.
Yeah. And I said, okay, that's one.
One.
And then Allie says, I know a golden.
Mm-hmm. It's a girl.
It's a girl who goes by Goldie.
Yep.
I was reminded, and I don't remember this, but Christine says that one of Mr. Weatherby's former assistants was also named Golden. So apparently it's a name that it's out there on the fringes, but it does exist. It's not like this is a one-of-a-kind made-up name, it sounds like, from Nick Cannon.
Oscar De La Hoya?
That's a golden boy. That's just
a nickname. Sorry.
That's
I
not
got
the
confused.
Same.
Anyway, what is happening?
Congratulations to the Cannons.
I think.
Jackie Evancho. She was the America's Got Talent winner, I want to say.
Don't know.
Second place holder? I don't know. Nick Cannon led me to America's Got Talent, and Jackie Evancho, who did very well on that show. She was up there. She, of course, performed the national anthem at Donald Trump's inauguration. She was held high by Mr. Trump as one of the celebrities who agreed to attend her inauguration. Well, now she's got a bone to pick with the president, since he has rolled back protections for transgender students in public schools. At one time, transgendered students under Obama were allowed to use the bathroom that corresponded with their identity, which means if they identified as male or female, they could use that bathroom without fear of repercussion. Now, that is no longer the case, and if Jackie Evancho has gone public saying she would like to sit down with the president and introduce him to her older transgender sister, Juliet, who's 18 years old, and, by the way, is currently suing
her Pittsburgh school district for refusing to allow her to use the ladies' room. So, conversations need to be had.
How is your conversation?
He'll ignore her.
Yes, that's possible as well. How are your conversations going with your social media fans this week on this topic, Ralph?
I've been fast and furious this morning. I've been out there.
Are you winning?
Fighting the good fight. Oh yeah,
you are. Okay.
I am.
Define winning.
Minds, are you? I'm converting a lot of people's opinions. A lot of people.
That happens.
A lot of people are getting swayed.
I've heard a lot of people change their mind based on somebody's tweet.
They do. They said, "What? Really? I had no idea. Wow.
Wrong.
Boy, do I feel like a bigoted a-hole now.
Wrong.
And they just changed their entire position.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. God damn them now. Right. Oh, there's that. And speaking of bigots and a-holes. This story's got it all. Here's the problem. When you talk about social issues and you talk about bigotry and things like that, there's real problems in the world.
Right.
For example, being mentioned today, you don't hear about a lot of transgender people attacking other people in restrooms. That doesn't seem to be a big problem that really needed to be focused on early on in the administration's agenda.
Right. I don't think I've heard it happening one time at any school
ever
since Obama's edict went out.
Right. So maybe there's real problems that need to be dealt with before you start dealing with these issues.
Like what?
Like racism. Listen to this racist thing that happened. There was a UK department store chain called Primark. They had to pull a Walking Dead t-shirt from their stores after a customer complained about how racist and offensive it is.
Racism.
The t-shirt featured Negan's signature baseball bat, Lucille, and his victim-selecting rhyme, Eeny, Meeny, Miney, Moe.
That's racist.
And the baseball bat with the barbed wire around it on a t-shirt. Well, that could not stand. That would not be allowed to exist.
Which is what he said on the show while trying to pick out who to kill.
You racist bastard.
It sounds racist.
Well, someone complained.
You're the one being racist.
You want to know why? Because what's the rest of the rhyme?
Catch a tiger by the toe.
Catch a tiger by the toe.
That's racist.
Right?
Is it?
Well, apparently about 100 years ago, instead of the word tiger...
Oh, no.
The N-word was used there in that rhyme.
Well, that's unpleasant.
But it's not, and it's nothing to do with The Walking Dead or Negan said or what's on that shirt.
Show.
It's a 100-year-old problem.
Yeah, that's just a quote from the show. This is absurd.
And they said tiger, by the way, on the show. This is not an issue. This is not a thing.
It's the most racist thing I've ever heard.
No, it really isn't.
Not really.
What should I feel, Ralph?
I would say, well, you should feel what Dean Morgan feels. Jeffrey Dean Morgan. He tweeted out his response to this story.
It's the guy that plays Negan.
Right. Holy crap, people are stupid. I think that's what you should feel.
Okay.
That's what you should feel.
That's racist.
Because look, I'm sure the person who complained was well-intentioned, but let's not focus our energy on a t-shirt that means no harm to anyone.
Just because somebody followed those words 100 years ago with something racist doesn't mean that has anything to do with the direct quote from a TV show that was used in a completely different context today.
Right. Right.
Racism.
Right. Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Holy crap, people are stupid. Got us there, Jeff.
I think you're right. This whole showbiz beat is about addressing problems that don't exist.
It really is.
It sounds racist.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Dakota Fanning's 23 years old today. Emily Blunt celebrates her 34th birthday. Aziz Ansari is 34. Niecy Nash is 47 years old. Damon John from Shark Tank, 48 years old today. And actor Josh Gad, we've been giving him his props all morning long. He's terrific, and we love him, and he's the best. Here's the thing. I found out. I did a little research.
Okay.
Did a little digging.
He is a dick?
No, he is not. He's great. He's a national treasure. He's a talent and a genuinely nice person.
Asshole.
Soon to be seen in Disney's live-action Beauty and the Beast. Can't wait for that. I did a little digging, did a little research.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, there's only one person on the show who really likes being. That's Dave, King of Mexico. They're like friends, right?
Right.
So I sat down with Dave and I said, Dave, where is this coming from thing? What do you think this Josh Gad, this unnatural Josh Gad hatred is coming from with Bean?
And he gave me the
lowdown.
Did
he?
Yeah. Apparently. Well, let's find out. Bean, how does your wife feel about Josh Gad?
I'm unaware that it's ever come up with her. I don't know that she has any feelings for Josh Gad either way.
Dave,
what did Dave suggest?
Dave, what do you think Bean's wife's feelings are about Josh Gad?
Oh, she loves him, and that's why Bean hates him.
There you go.
Untrue.
Boom.
I didn't even know she liked him.
Boom.
You should talk
every once in a while to her.
I see him on the TV, he's just annoying.
Do you remember his unnatural hate for Sawyer on Lost?
Yes. Yes.
Where did that come from?
His wife loved him.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Anyone with hairier nipples seems to be on the I hate you list.
It's science.
That's all I'm saying. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show this beat.
Figure out the SoCal helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win this afternoon, 5 p.m., a commercial-free hour of music on K-Rock. Tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean show, we talk to Jimmy Kimmel about hosting the Oscars. We also have the movie beat because it's Friday, and we've got a couple of comedians, Doug Benson and Pete Holmes, joining us in studio tomorrow morning.